CRI News, I'm Wen Jie. Chinese President Xi Jinping is paying his first state visit to Zimbabwe. Xi Jinping sat down with Robert Mugabe in the State House. Both leaders have spoke highly of bilateral ties, using the term of all-weather friends. Xi Jinping says his visit is aimed at consolidating China-Zimbabwe friendship, deepening practical cooperation, and lifting bilateral relations to a higher level. For his part, Mugabe says his country hopes to learn from China's experience in economic development, receive more assistance from China, and expand bilateral cooperation. Xi Jinping's time in Zimbabwe comes as the two countries mark 35 years of diplomatic ties. He will soon leave for neighboring South Africa to chair this year's Forum on China-Africa Cooperation in Johannesburg, which will open on Friday. China-Africa Relations Roundtable Conference has been held in Johannesburg. Scholars spoke highly of the China-Africa relations at the conference on Tuesday. They have believed that China-Africa relations have maintained good momentum in the development of exchanges and cooperation under the structure of the Forum on China-Africa Cooperation. Conference participants also voiced great expectations for the forum to be held from Friday to Saturday in Johannesburg. Senior officials from China and the United States have held a joint dialogue on combating cybercrime. Chinese Minister of Public Security, Guo Shengkun, co-chaired the dialogue with U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson and Attorney General Loretta Lynch in Washington to discuss joint effort in combating cybercrime. During that meeting, the two sides have agreed to maintain close cooperation to formulate global rules for cyberspace. Meanwhile, the U.S. side calls for strengthening exchanges of information and working together to combat cyber terrorism and economic espionage. This is the first time that China and the U.S. have held a high-level joint dialogue on fighting cybercrimes. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says the U.S. will send an expeditionary force to Iraq to help Iraqi and Kurdish forces fight Islamic State militants. Carter told the House Armed Services Committee that over time, these special operators will be able to conduct raids, free hostages, gather intelligence, and capture IS leaders. The force is in addition to the less than 50 special operations forces Obama authorized in October to aid in the fight against ISIS in Syria. Carter says the deployment will improve intelligence gathering and generate more targets. The German cabinet has approved plans for military support to fight the Islamic State in Syria. It follows an appeal from French President François Hollande in the wake of the Paris terror attacks last month. Germany is going to send in fighter jets, a Navy frigate, and 1,200 soldiers to the region. Ahead of the approval, German Chancellor Angela Merkel said the forces will join the U.S.-led coalition against the militants and ruled out the possibility of working with Syrian President Bashar al-Assad or his troops. German authorities had already agreed to send 600 soldiers to Mali to combat the Islamic State there. Foreign ministers from the NATO bloc have agreed to continue funding Afghanistan security forces until 2020. Afghanistan Foreign Minister Salahuddin Rabbani has confirmed that Afghan and NATO will strengthen and enhance the existing partnership agreement. In addition, NATO has announced that the alliance will keep about 12,000 troops in Afghanistan through next year. It has also confirmed the commitments, roughly 7,000 U.S. troops and 5,000 from NATO member states and partners. Beijing has a clear sky again after a cold front helped to disperse the thick smog that had enveloped northern Chinese cities in recent days. The Municipal Meteorological Center has removed its orange smog warning, the second most serious level after red. Increased use of coal for heating has been the main factor behind surging levels of PM2.5, the reading of which hit 600 in certain parts in the capital on Tuesday. This prompted warnings to schools across the capital to keep students indoors. The thick veil of smog on Tuesday also lowered visibility significantly, causing traffic jams on some intercity expressways and forcing closures on others. A Chinese consortium is spending $400 million to take a 13% stake in the group that owns soccer clubs, including Manchester City and New York City FC. The consortium includes China Media Capital Holdings and City Capital. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.